Good morning, everyone, on this Friday morning. Two economic stories now, one on this side of the world, the other halfway around the world. But the first story really comes directly off the conversation we were just having about women and why the White House and certainly the Democrats haven't been able to tout their relationship politically with women and the fact that they're fielding far more women candidates than Republicans. And those Republican candidates, as we pointed out in the last discussion, are getting most of the attention. Sewell Chan comes to us now for our partner, the New York Times, right here in New York. Good morning, Sewell.
Hi. Good morning, John.
Let's talk about this White House report that was released yesterday, maybe attempting to address the issue of getting the message out that the Democrats and the White House are really concerned about the predicament of women. The report really describes the impact of the recession on women in America. What are some of the details that either might surprise us or be politically significant in these midterm elections?
Well, sure. The report detailed a few things. The impact it has been particularly devastating on men, I think, is a fairly widely known story. And the median wages of men and median earnings have actually dropped slightly higher for men than for women. But the article also highlighted a lot of obstacles that women in particular face. Of course, many of them predate the recession, despite the entry of so many women into the workforce and the fact that women are half college students, most of grad students, and now slightly half of all managers in American workplaces. Women are still paid 77 cents on the dollar, and that's a gap that has not shrank much over the past decade, really. And it's a gap that, of course, has been large and persisting. The report does highlight a lot of the things that the Obama administration has done that have, according to the report, disproportionately benefited women. You know, one example is state aid to nurses and teachers. Both occupations are predominantly female. Another example is defending Social Security, where 58% of all beneficiaries are women. So those are some of the examples they're trying to draw attention to.
You know, yesterday the president actually mentioned the equal pay for equal work idea, but there hasn't necessarily been a proposal to create gender equity in the workplace for equal pay for equal work. But here's the president talking about it, trying to raise the issue in the campaign as the report yesterday was released.
Things like equal pay for equal work aren't just women's issues. Those are middle class family issues because, you know, how well women do will help determine how well our families are doing as a whole.
Is there anything in the report which suggests that women workers or demand for women workers may be a pathway out of the recession in some sense?
Well, I think it already is. The report, I don't think makes predictions about how hiring is going to go. But when you look in general at the broad forces in our economy towards the more service and information-based economy and the fact that women's educational attainment is in many cases outstripping that of men, that points to women rising as a proportion of the workforce. You know, the equal pay issue, you know, there's been an equal pay law in the books since 1963 when President Kennedy signed it. But the issue has always been how to, you know, demonstrate, you know, and document cases of gender-based pay discrimination. The first law the president signed when he took office was to reverse the Supreme Court ruling that said that you had to file a complaint within 180 days of when the first discrimination occurs, because a lot of women don't realize until, you know, months or even years later that they've been receiving less pay for the same work. And so that law undid that, and now there's a task force that's designed to look at other issues, other ways to ensure pay equity.
And again, it's sort of curious as to why this isn't a big issue for the Democrats in the campaign. As you tell me that, I'm reminded of it, but it certainly isn't high profile in the message coming out of the Democrats.